Today's devotional is based on Psalm 147, verses 12 through 20, and it was written by the Reverend Dr. Steve Toole. In Pittsburgh, where I live, Lent always comes in wintertime, but the wintry language of Psalm 147 may seem suitable to this season of the church year, wherever you call home. The liturgical color for Lent is purple, an appropriately grim and gloomy shade, but we likely think of Lent in even more somber winter shades. The penitential black of clerical robes and leafless branches, the gray of ash on our foreheads and of clouded winter skies, the dingy off-white of sackcloth like dirty snow. Yet curiously, the word Lent has nothing to do with winter, or for that matter, with fasting or penitence. Etymologically, Lent derives from the Middle English Lenten and the Old English Lenten, and is related to the Old High German Lenzin, all of which can mean spring. These 40 days of preparation are appropriately penitential, marked by self-examination, prayer, and fasting. But they need not be grim and colorless. Lent means spring, a green season, a time of growth. Lent provides the opportunity for us to break up the fallow ground of our cold hearts as God makes the wind of the Spirit blow and the water of life flow into us. Lent is the time for the Spirit to prune away our dead branches so that we may bear fruit. Lent can be a season of new life, a springtime for our souls. Friends, God grant you a green, growing, God-filled Lent. Let us pray. Artists of souls, you sculpted a people for yourself out of the rocks of wilderness and fasting. Help us as we take up your invitation to prayer and simplicity, that the discipline of these 40 days may sharpen our hunger for the feast of your holy friendship, and whet our thirst for the living water you offer. Through Jesus Christ. Amen.